USA Radio News.
A redacted version of the affidavit used to secure the search warrant for former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate is set to be unsealed Friday under a judge order. The Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions to the document on Thursday, prompting the judge to agree to unseal the document on Friday by noon. Some documents related to the search warrant have already been released, showing that a number of classified documents had been found at Mar-a-Lago. Under the law, the former President Donald Trump was not supposed to possess any presidential records, which are supposed to be under the control of the National Archives. The affidavit would reveal more of the justification for the search and some of the evidence that the government presented to the judge. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California's Air Resources Board has voted in favor of banning the sale of new gas-powered vehicles in the state by 2035.
All new cars sold in California by 2035 must be zero emission under plans set to be adopted by the Golden State this week. California is already having serious problems with its power grid, as rolling brownouts and blackouts are very common. Now the plan is to put every single car driven in California on the power grid. There was no indication if cars from other states would be allowed to enter California if they use an internal combustion engine after 2035. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two Florida residents pleaded guilty in federal court in New York City to stealing the diary and other possessions of President Biden's daughter, Ashley, and selling them to a group during the final week of the 2020 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
A Delaware judge has rejected some of Elon Musk's data requests from Twitter, declaring that they were, quote, absurdly broad and would require the social media platform to produce trillions upon trillions of data points. Now, some of Musk's requests did go through in more limited requests for data from the company. The order stems from the billionaire's case, which centers on his effort to back out of his $44 billion acquisition agreement with Twitter. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents in Arizona found 14,000 fentanyl pills inside a pair of crutches that were being used by a pedestrian. During an inspection, a Customs and Border Protection officer noticed that the crutches were, quote, excessively heavy, adding that a K-9 and X-ray examination confirmed suspicions that drugs were inside them. Fentanyl has rapidly become a growing problem at the border. Family Dollar's parent company has stated that it plans to cut prices at the discount chain and spruce up its store to boost sales. To, quote, navigate difficult times, the company said it also plans to improve merchandising and store standards at Family Dollar. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.